Lesson 16. I will say I'm sorry. Introduction for the teacher.
To prepare yourself spiritually to teach this lesson, please ponder the following. Whenever we do something wrong or make a mistake, we should admit our fault and try to correct it. See James chapter 5, verse 16. Our willingness to humble ourselves and apologize can soften hearts and prepare us to come unto Christ. See 3 Nephi chapter 12, verses 23 through 24.
Preparation.
Mark page 106 in the manual so that you can turn to it easily. Read 1 Nephi chapter 17, verses 7 through 8, 17 through 19, and 49 through 55, and chapter 18, verse 1. Be prepared to briefly summarize the story of Nephi and his brothers building a ship.
Learning activities.
Begin with a gathering activity. For ideas, see page 3 of the manual. Prayer. Invite a child to give the opening prayer. Picture. Show the picture of Jesus Christ on page 106. Tell the children that Jesus taught us how to be happy. Explain that saying kind words can make us happy, and it can make others happy. When we make a mistake or do something that isn't nice, we need to use these kind words. I'm sorry. Invite the children to say, I'm sorry. Song. Sing or say the words to the chorus of I'm Trying to Be Like Jesus, Children's Songbook, pages 78 through 79, and do the following actions. Invite the children to join you. Love one another as Jesus loves you.
Hug self and turn from side to side.
Try to show kindness in all that you do.
Nod head up and down.
Be gentle and loving, in deed and in thought.
Hug self and turn from side to side.
For these are the things Jesus taught.
Nod head up and down. Teaching tip. To help children learn a song, sing a short phrase and ask the children to repeat it after you. Then have them repeat an entire line and then the entire song.
Scripture story. Show the picture of Nephi building a ship on page 70 and tell the story of Nephi and his brothers building a ship. Below is an example. This is Nephi.
Point to Nephi in the center of the picture.
The Lord told Nephi to build a ship. A ship is a big boat.
Point to the ship in the picture.
These are Nephi's brothers.
Point to them in the picture.
Some of them said unkind things to Nephi and would not help him build the ship. Nephi felt sad.
Have the children pretend to be sad.
Later, Nephi's brothers were sorry and helped him build the ship. Then, everyone was happy again.
Have the children pretend to be happy.
Remind the children that when we say, I'm sorry, we can be happy and help others be happy. Invite the children to say, I'm sorry.
Teaching tip. Children learn from repetition. Retell stories that the children enjoy at any time during the nursery class. This is a fun way to review with the children what they have learned.
Dramatization. Have the children pretend to help Nephi build the ship. Cut the wood, carry it to the beach, hammer nails in the wood, and lift the sails. Make the motions, sounds, and movements to engage the children.
Teaching tip. Acting out stories from the scriptures helps the children understand and remember what you are trying to teach. See Teaching No Greater Call, pages 165 through 166.
Conclusion. Share your testimony that we can be happy when we say, I'm sorry. Prayer. Invite a child to give the closing prayer.
Optional activities.
Preparation. For the guessing game, make a copy of page 71 and cut out one of the circles. Color it if desired. Bring 3 handkerchiefs or small pieces of cloth. for the bracelet activity. Copy and cut out the circles on page 71 so that each child can have one. Thread some string or yarn through the top of each to make a bracelet or a necklace for each child.
Teaching tip: use only church-produced resources in the nursery class. If you need more for the children to do, choose stories, games, puppets, or coloring activities from the manual or from church magazines. You can use these activities as often as you'd like, and you can teach a lesson 2 or 3 weeks in a row.
Guessing game. Place the 3 handkerchiefs on the floor. Have the children cover their eyes while you hide the face you've cut out under one of the handkerchiefs. Have the children take turns lifting a handkerchief until they find the face. Then read the caption to them and invite them to repeat it with you. Repeat the game until each child who wants a turn has had one. Stories. Tell some simple stories to help the children say, "I'm sorry," such as, "A girl took her brother's toy. He was sad."
Have the children frown.
"Then she said, 'I'm sorry,' and gave back the toy."
Have the children say, "I'm sorry."
"Her brother was happy."
Have the children smile.
"A boy was running and bumped into his sister. His sister was sad."
Have the children frown.
"Then he said, 'I'm sorry.'"
Have the children say, "I'm sorry."
"His sister was happy."
Have the children smile.
Repeat with other examples.
Teaching tip: if children hear a phrase repeated many times, it can become part of their listening vocabulary. If they say the phrase many times, it can become part of their speaking vocabulary.
Bracelets. Give each child a bracelet or necklace to wear. Read the words on the illustration to them.